Okay. So, Rabbi Sai, when all the dust, how do we pass in this question? We had a machlekes at Tarami within the Chachamim, and then we have machlekes at Meroy and what the Chacham did say. So, where does this all fit, Lamaisa? So, probably the most important question you have to ask yourself is, which Amora gets the final say in this sugya? Are we Rav Chisda people or Vachav Yaakov people? Why is that so important? Because, Tachlis, Rabbi, I wrote a get shalom l'shma and I don't have any more paper left. Can I take out the ink and just go over it again? Yes or no? I don't want to even Shabbos. Rabbi, the husband's on his way on a plane to India. We're never going to see him again. We got 20 minutes left to write this get. We can't find any more paper. Can we trace over the letters or not? Just answer that question. So what would Rav Chaim Yaakov say to that question? What would the answer be? Absolutely fine. No hesitations whatsoever. What would Rav Chisda say? How would Rav Chisda paskin? Probably, how would he paskin? Probably like the Rabbanim, which would mean no good. So the only real pivotal question that really matters in this whole sugil in the world of Shulchan Aruch is, did Rav Chaim Yaakov get in the last word or did Rav Chisda get in the last word? So what did the Bishamim have to say about this topic? So the Rambam, as quoted by the Rashba, the sixth of the Mamakamis, the Rashba quotes the Rambam. But the Rambam says, the ain't a get. If you'd write a get in this stunt, that the bottom layer was Shalom Lishma, the second one's you touched it up, made it Lishma, says the Rambam, forget it, this get is ain't a get. Now we know that phrase, ain't a get, is a very, very powerful phrase. What does it mean? It means ain't a get. It means there's no good Minatorah. If he's a Kohen, he can still remain married with her. If she's Mazad with somebody, she's Chayav Nisa. I mean, ain't a get really means it. So the Rishonim were a little bit perturbed. How did the Rambam know ain't a get? So sure. There are some Torahim out there who maybe say it is a get. How did the Rambam know ain't a get? So what's the answer? Clearly the Rambam held the Torah's Vaday. Who got the final word in? Rav Chisda. And therefore, according to Rav Chisda, it's an open and shut case. It's a pure Yachav Ram L'Charabim, pure Pesach like the Chachamim, and the game's over. Ain't a get. Legamri, legamri, legamri. End of story, according to Rav Chisda. How did the Rambam know we follow Rav Chisda? If I would read our Gemara, I wouldn't know for certain that we follow Rav Chisda. Why? Because Rav Chaim Yaakov seems to get the response in, right? You know, when you have a debate, usually the last guy makes his last points, carries a lot of weight. So here, when the Amoraim were Mesad the Gemara, if Rav Ashi, set out the sugya, presented the sugya, it sounds like Rav Chisda got it the last word. I'm sorry, Rav Chaim Yaakov got it the last word. Amar Rav Chisda Dazoi, and Rav Chaim Yaakov says, no. Right, I'm sorry, Adav Chof, Rav Chaim Yaakov says, no, it's not true. So, what? A lot of weight. Rav Chaim Yaakov also had a lot of weight. I'm not sure who had more weight in this sugya. So if I were just looking at Gittin, Dav Chof, Amid Aleph, and my job is to paskin shas. My job is not, I'm not writing shir, clothes down, I'm just trying to be a pesach writer. So the Rambam is trying to, the Rambam had one goal. He's trying to extract from the sugyas of Masechet Gittin and all of Kol Tarkula, and to tell you every single halacha. That's the Rambam writes in the Dr. Mishutar. He had one goal alone in writing a sefer. His goal is to take all of Tarshim HaPeh and make it into one accessible book, divided into chapters and svarim and halachas, etc. He's going to take everything from all of Talmud Bavli, all of Yishalmi, all the sifras, the sifres, the teseftas, you name it, every single nuance of Tarshim HaPeh, and make it easily available to every single person in the world. That is what the Rambam writes. That was his goal. So the Rambam just had to go through every single sugya and shas and every single maamar chazal and figure out what the final word is. The Rambam had a similar goal as the Rif. The Rif also wanted to do that, just the Rif did it in a very different style. How did the Rif do it? Stylistic, they were very, very different. Except conceptually, they were the same goal. But the Rif walked you through his logic, through his reasoning. The Rif starts with the Gemara, and he shows you the Gemara's, he explains to you, he holds your hand and says, this is why I'm saying what I'm saying, and this is the final word. The Rambam cut out the middle step. The Rambam says, trust me. I know what I'm doing. This is the final word. How I got here, don't ask me. This is the final word. And that got the Rambam into a lot of trouble because the Rabbi said, what do you mean? If I don't know how you got there, so I don't know whether you're right or wrong. So So that's why we have so many thousands of Sfarim that are written on the Rambam to try to bridge that gap. That's the problem. That was the nuance of the Rambam style, is that unlike other Rishonim who wrote Sifrei Halacha, usually walked you through to some degree, the Rambam left out the middle step of the walking you through. So now you have a Gemara, you have a Rambam, and you have to try to scratch your head and figure out what happened in between. That's where all the Torahs come in. So the Rambam says he has one stated goal, to tell you the final Pesach Halacha. So how did the Rambam know from reading the Gemara and Gittin that the final word outweighs Rav Acha Yaakov? How do you know that? How do you know that Rav Chisda was better, had held more weight than Rav Acha Yaakov? So perhaps the Rambam got it from two things. Again, I'm just speculating. I don't know. I don't have that middle piece. I'm trying to make up the bridge. Perhaps the Rambam got it from the parallel sugya in Masech Shabbos. Because if you notice, what does the sugya say in Masech Shabbos? The Mishnah says what? What? Yeah, the Mishnah says, it says what it says. Tzavak Avik Shabbos Potter. Amar of Chisda. Masnisin what? Tzavak Avik Yehudim. And never does Rachab Yaakov even present himself. The Gemara didn't even bother. Later Amram didn't even bother bringing Rachab Yaakov into the picture in Shabbos. Could that have possibly been a tip-off to the Rambam that the Amorim didn't think Rachab Yaakov was the stronger of the two arguments? Let's not forget, we don't know how the Rambam answered the question of the Balei HaTosfos between the two sugyas. Everyone has to answer that question. I mean, you have to ask that question. Is that how come the Gemara Daf Yotzei is talking one language, the Chofetz switches languages? So what do we think the Rambam held? Do you think that the Rambam held Tosfos' pshat? No idea. Think the Rambam held the Mordechai's pshat? I doubt it. I wouldn't be shocked, based on stylistic in the Rambam, that he probably held closer to whose pshat? To whose pshat? That's really Taka Machloikis. The Ramban, closer to the Ramban. That's like more in sync with the Rambam. You know other Rambams, the Rambam rarely was into the Okimta kind of a pshat. The Rambam was more likely to say it's a Machloikis Atanoi, Machloikis Sugyas, than to start giving artificial Okimtas that don't exist. There were different styles in Rishonim about how to solve dilemmas in Sugyas. So if that's the case, If the Rambam in the back of his mind was more in sync with the Ramban's approach to the sugya, which Amora ends up in a lot of trouble. Really, really a lot of trouble. Probably ended up in a lot of trouble. I mean, you had to come up with Lumdish Avorts and Melechas Machshavas. Maybe you had to say it's Sikra Gavid Yoha. The Ram couldn't buy such a thing. You have to quote Yerushalmi's. The Ram said, come on, we're learning Babli now. I'm not learning Yerushalmi's now. So it could be that the Amoraim kind of, you know, dismissed Rav Acha Yaakov as not the mainstream opinion, and it wasn't even mentioned in Maseches Shabbos. Could there be something even in Maseches Gittin itself that points in the direction of Rav Acha Yaakov is not the mainstream opinion here? So it's not consensus view at all.
Can we read into the word Dilma?
Yeah. Dilma, what does Dilma mean?
Maybe.
Dilma is a very, very lack of commitment. Dilma is more like, you know, Hamzotam. A guy in base medicine saying a Shtukot Torah. And what does this Chavrusa say? What's the word, Zasha, right? Mechateisa, right? Mechateisa. What does Mechateisa mean? Mechateisa means that I really, really thought this sugya through, and I'm, after 6 hours of thinking, I think that you're wrong, and I can have 14 rayas against you. Well, Mechateisa means, like, maybe you're right, and maybe you're not. So could it be that the Rambam saw in Rav Acha Yaakov almost a what? A Dilma. I'm sure. Or the other name, maybe. Kenzine, it could be. Could be this, the pshat. Could be that. Rav Chisda has the wrong pshat. But a Rav Acha Yaakov's half-baked, the Dilma, is not gonna be mitzvah de vadesh or Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, Chisda is absolutely convinced. Belishum Safik, he says it in Gittin, the Gemara reports it in Shabbos as well. And the flow of the sugya, the flow of the Askaras Gemara seems to be pointing in the direction that Rav Chisda is the more correct pshat. And as such, then Rabbi Huda is going to be outvoted, Yach Ram Lacharabim, and therefore the get is both a little bit of Torah. And perhaps that's the reason why the Rambam sided that way. The Rashba is not so sure. The Rashba quotes Rabbi Chanan, who preceded the Rambam. The kevid lo amira behedja lakosh lo pos chashir la. The Rebbeinu Chassid said, no one's going to be machshir or get like this. But to say that it's absolutely ain't no get legamri, butl mavut lo shov lo kaim midaraisa, b'tar zvad, it's off me to say. And Rashba says he thinks that stylistically in the Gemara, the Rebbeinu Chananel is more correct. But who do Rebbeinu Chananel say? Now the divrei of acha, get kashul kuli alma. I forgot the kula law. Do you come and say l'chuma miyachashir l'chashir l'chashir v'shema iskiko l'ravza loyim akeb reishim kaim apreka boina. What we said before, Rav Chizda makes the appearance for hitma hasam haplunk to the polygler of acha. The alma, the Rav Chizda ikur, the vacha, the chibi alma hi. So Rav Acha is not looking well, according to the Rav. According to Ben Chananel, we're not saying he's great, but at least he's, I mean, they speak Lanafka, and if it's a Kayin who gave his get, his wife a get, which is for sure, the guy's going to have to divorce him, he's suffering. So the Rambam is anti this get, is anti Rav Acha. Rav Acha is just not reading, this is not Rav Acha's lucky day today. Rabbi Yisai, I want to say Rav Acha B'yakim. There's something in Rabbi Yaakov's favor here that the Rashba makes reference to at the very end. What is that? With all the kashyas and all the complications of Rabbi Yaakov and all the dechukim, there is something about him that is really, really, really compelling. The Lashon of the Rabbanan. When Rabbi Yehuda said in that braisa, Horesha Kosov Tzachuk Tov Sashayim because Yehuda Velo Hitl Badalim Rabbi Yehuda Makachya Marvel Kumus Makachay, the Chum Omrim, Ein Hashem in Hamufcher. What does that phrase mean? According to Rav Chizda, that is probably the worst thing for the Chum to respond back to Rav Yehuda. What the Chum should have said to Rav Yehuda was what? Savagabiksav ain't working. Sorry. Not wet, not dry, not lishma, not lishlolishma against the bit. Period. End of discussion. Ein Hashem in Hamufchar is much, much more in sync with Rav Achba Yaakov's version of the Chachamim. That, of course, it's good. Oh, it doesn't look pretty, therefore it's no good. But of course, it's really good. Because Ksiva is not a problem. And Gittin is good. And Shabbat Shechayev. There's a problem. Look, it's a deficiency of Hidda Mitzvah, Parshas Mishalas, and Kelev Enveil. It's a lack of Hidda Mitzvah. So the phrase, Ein Hashem Ramukha, just gave it Chis HaMesim, Rav Achba Yaakov's Pshat. So the Rashba says, you're right. And you know what Yerushalmi says on this one? It's Yerushalmi and Shabbos. U'matzasi b'Yerushalmi, b'perek ha'boyin, sh'hik shukain, the Yerushalmi asked this kasha on the Chacham themselves, u'priku, and they gave the following answer. B'shitoso hoshivuhu, what did Yerushalmi say? This was a smokescreen. It was a fake out, what the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda. The real true reason why the Chum said that this Sefer Torah is no good is, you know why? Because what did the Chum hold? It's no good, because the Ksavah Gav is nothing, is meaningless, is worthless. What did they mean when they said, oh, it doesn't look nice? Even according to you who disagree with us, and you're wrong, but even according to you who think that you're right, but you're wrong, but even according to you who think that you're right, by the way, you should never be machshir such a Sefer Torah because it's enem ha'mufchar. So, all of a sudden, you know, for 99% of the sugya, Rav Chizda had the upper hand, and also Rav Chaim Yaakov comes with a much, much smoother reading of the Chum. According to Chizda, you have to dochek, it didn't really mean it. Okay, please bear, we have to follow the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi said it, we're going to do it. We don't have a better pshat. So basically, when all the dust settles, we still do not have absolute, total, crystal clarity what the final word should be. We have Machlekes, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam says the final word is Rav Chizda is right, and therefore the Chum are right, and Rav Yehuda is not right, and therefore the gets both of Vudlo Shavu Kaim in the Torah. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we are not convinced Rav Achav Yaakov has lost this game. He is still alive as a Suffolk. No one's going to match it. No Rishon of the Sod is going to match the get. Maybe they speak on Afka, but they speak in both directions. Maybe the get is good. We're not going to kill people based on this get. We're not going to declare people to be mamzer vadoim based on this get. We're not going to let Kohanim remain married to the Suffolk Grusha's wives based on this get. So we have Machlekes and Mishayim, what the final word is. Okay, so next time this shayla comes up, you guys will be on the cutting edge to know what to do. But now, believe it or not, the shayla now becomes relevant for all of us in a totally different area of halacha. This has nothing to do with Gittin, and nothing to do with Shabbos, and nothing to do with Sefer Torah or Mezuzos, but it does have something to do with Tefillin. But nothing to do with Ksivas Tefillin. It's something totally and completely different. I'll give you the background, and then we'll see where this sugya now makes a grand reappearance into life. Everyone got this, Father Mamakavis? I'll give you a background. Meishi Kibbutai Mesinai, Mesar Ali Yeshua. Meishi Rabbeinu was given the Torah Tarshim Tzav from Breiz and Breishis, the Lava of the Lady Kol Yisrael. Meishi Rabbeinu was given halachas Lemoshe Mesinai, halachas Psukas that were given. Ish Rapiyash to transmit it at Meishi Rabbeinu until today. Meishi Rabbeinu was given all the Klolei HaDrush, how to extrapolate, how to derive, Kavachemiz and Matzinus and Hekish, all everything that the Chazal did all day and all long to try to figure out Adam Mosla Milsa, whatever it is, whatever is necessary in order to be able to understand how to apply the Dini HaTorah. Meishi Rabbeinu was given the Koach as the first of the Beis Din to institute Gezeiras Derabanu, Shmaratim Mishmaratim. He was told to tell all your generations to come, all your children and all your Talmidim, Asusiyag HaTorah. So the basic underpinnings of all of Tosh Mepeh that we have were given Moshe Kibbutai Mesinai. That's what the Rambam writes in Uchaz Bamrim, that anyone who is a... Rambam's Loshim is too precise for us to mess up. Rambam Shoftim. Ram opens up Hilchos Mamrim, where he talks about Zokin Mamreis and other things. First halacha, Paragraf Aleph, Beis Din Hagadol b'Yerushalayim, Heim Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh, Heim Amudei HaHorah, Umehem Chayk Mishpat Yaitzeh L'Chol Yisrael. Ve'alein Hifticha Torah Shenem Api HaTorah Sheruchos U'Mitzdesei. Ve'chol Amamin B'Moshe Rabbeinu V'Tarosoi, Chayav Lismoch Maisei Adas Aleihen, So if you want to be part of this religion, so you have to rely on all the religious decisions of the Beis and Agadol. And then the Rambam goes on Halacha Beis to explain, that includes Halacha Moshe Mesinai, and Drushas, and the Rabbanim. The Rabban has a little bit of an issue with the Rabbanim part, but that's literally a part of the Losos, so it's a technicality. But pretty much the Rambam's Halacha stands pretty clear, Perkat Halacha Aleph, that Kol Amamin B'Moshe Rabbeinu V'Terosai Lismuch Maisei Adas Lishon Aleihen. I have a little bit of a problem. The problem is I live in Tovshin Pei Gimel, and basically I've been out of a job for almost 2,000 years. You have a Rambam Chelek Aleph now. Every once in a while, the Rambam sneaks in these statements into the intricacies of halacha that are like the yisod ha-yisodos, everything that we do. You just have to remember where they are and just collect them all together. Rambam is Hakdama to Mishneh Torah. It's good to read. It's You read so many Rambams, try to figure out what the Rambam explains to you, what he was trying to do. Just listen to these words of Rambam. Could I just stop for a minute? What we're doing, just listen to the words of Rambam. The Rambam lists you the 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu into Rav Ashi. Which the timeline. It tells you, Moshe's time, Yeshua, and Yeshua, Pinchas, and Shmuel, and goes step by step till it gets to Rav Ashi. The Rambam says, I can't tell you every rabbi in every generation. There were thousands, tens of thousands. The ones I'm mentioning, they're like the leaders of each generation. Mehem Rashi Yeshivas. Some of them are Rashi Yeshivas. Mehem Rashi Goliath. Some of them are Rish Galusas. Mehem Sedheri Gedoyla. V'imam b'chol dor v'adwa alafim revavah sheshama mehem v'imayim. The same way, like, you know, you'd say, we say Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was the Golden Dawn in America, but there were a lot of other people who were second tier, a lot of people third tier, a lot of great Talmid Chacham around. So the Rambam says every generation had many, many different layers, levels of Talmid Chacham. Ravina Rav Ashi him sof chachmi haGemara. Rav Ashi who shechibur haGemara Bavlis be'aretz Shinar and Bavel. Acha shechibur Rabbi Yochanan haGemara b'Shalmis. Come on, Me'ashon. Shalmis is written a little bit before the Bavli. Says the Rambam, what is the Gemara? You have to encapsulate in five lines what the Gemara is. The Inyan Shnei Gemaras, who Perush Divrei HaMishnayos, Ubeir Im Kaiseha Vadvarm Sheschach Chol Beizim Beizim Moser Veshmeni Vadchibur HaGemara, Umishnei HaGemaras, Ubin Etoseftas, Umisifra V'Sifrei, those are all the sources that of Tanoim and Amorim that we have. Mikulam yizbara also v'amutu atam v'ato achiv aptura apostle v'kosher kemo shehetiku ish mipi ish mipi meish rabbeinu misinai. Ram a little bit earlier writes, "V'chol hadinim, v'chol habiurim, v'aperushim sheshamim meshrabeinu, v'shalamdu beizin shemchol dovedor, v'chol atarakula v'chibem mehakol sefer haMishnah." That the Mishnayos were the encapsulation of all of Tosh Rapeh from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the days of Bitanosi, and then Ravina Rav Ashi did the same thing, adding up the next 300 years and explaining and translating and giving pshatim and understanding what the Mishnayos and Brayos Tosef is all about. So basically, if you put together these two Rambams, what do you have? That if you want to know what is the Ikar Torah Shabbat Peh, what's it all about? Kol Amamin B'Toras Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Amamin Moshe Rabbeinu B'Torasai. So it means you accept the Beis HaGadol, and the only voice that speaks as the authentic presentation of what the Beis HaGadol did for 2,000 years was what? Right here, Maseches Gittin Daf Chof Amud Aleph. This Bavli, this Rishon, this Tosefta, so you have to figure out what they all say. Sometimes there are different shittas and different sugyas, you got to work it out. But this is the address. Exactly what we do all day. Sitting, trying to figure out what in the world Chazal said. That is Taras Moshe Misinai. That's all there is right no more. Ram is very, very clear, that what we're doing today is simply trying to recreate and restructure and try to understand what the Kavanas of the Batei Dinim HaGodol for generations come back, all the way going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was just a design. So back to our story. One of the things that was said to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai was some of the intricacies of Hilchos Tefillin. And the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos that Ritzuos Shchoros Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. So the Ritzuos Shchoros Halacha MiSinai. You have to blacken your Ritzuos. That's Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. The fact that you need Ritzuos is Halacha MiSinai, but they have to be black. That's Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. We spoke about it in Shul the other night, right? Last Shabbos. Just as an aside, in case you're interested. Many Rishayim, could be most of the Rishayim held that Ritzuah Shcharis Lacha Mishinai, but not what? Not the Batim. We're going to say Batim. Ritzuah, you have Batim, no. So Taisa Menachas quotes that there were some people who used to walk to the shul with white Batim. They never bothered painting the Batim. Black straps. Taisa quotes such a shita that existed. So we don't do that. We're Chayshish. There were some Rishayim say that Batim is also Lacha Mishinai. And the Rosh says, even if it's not, it looks silly. Looks clash with the Hidur Mitzvah. You make the whole thing look black. Whatever. The mice, we have black bottom also. But the real, the Cholodeus is Ritzuah Shchoros Halacha Moshe MiSinai. So it was a big issue in the Rishonim, a bit of Baruch. The Rishonim got into a big tumult about this follows. Hopefully, that's a Hashem. In a couple of sugyas down the line, we're going to talk more. We get Daf Chav. We're going to talk a little bit more, hopefully, about the dinim of Sefer Torah Tumah Mezuzah L'Shema. Sefer Torah Tumah Mezuzah has to be written L'Shema. Not only do they have to be written L'Shema, but much of the preparation that goes into them has to be L'Shema. The Ibud HaOiris has to be L'Shema. The making of the Batim has to be L'Shema. And then Rishav get down to one Nakuda that they weren't sure about. You know what it was? Does the blackening of the Ritzuas have to be L'Shema also? So here you had a Suffolk and Rabbeinu Baruch. So Rabbeinu Baruch has one thought to say, you know what? Maybe the blackening doesn't have to be L'Shema. You know why? Where do we find the Shema? The Shema is when I'm creating the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. I'm writing the Isias onto the parsha, onto the Klaf. That's his creation. I'm doing the Ibn HaEiris. I'm creating the Klaf. I'm creating the Bayis. Here, the Ritzu is there already. This is just paint job. It's not like, you know, it's like when you do the work in your house. So you have the whole construction team. You know, that's the real job. Then at the end, you're bringing the guys to paint up. So slop a little, you know, extra paint on. It looks a little messy. So that's not the, you can do it yourself. That's not the main part. You're not the, you know, you can move into the house if it's not painted, but you can't live in the house if the plumbing's not working, the electricity's not working. That's what Rabbeinu Baruch says, Lahavdil, that the making of the Ritzuas, maybe the Shuvah, the painting, or maybe, you know, who are we to say, Sfarz and Ochmash Sina? Could be that if Lamais and the Din is, if the Ritzuas are lacking the black inks and the Possum and the Torah, anything that's lacking, the Rambam writes professional Chosfil, any of the Halachmash Sina that's lacking, passes the whole Tfilim and Deraisa, if you need it, so that Ken Zayin need it, the Shema, so we don't know what the Din is. So in Shulchan Aruch, we have the following very, very powerful statement about blackening Ritzuos L'Shema. And the seventh of the Marmon Kaimis, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, Tov she'yashchirem Yisrael L'Shema v'lo en Yehudi. It is proper, it is appropriate that a Jew should blacken the Ritzuos L'Shema, not a Goy. So not a Goy for two reasons. First of all, because if you really believe that it has to be done L'Shema, then a Goy can't create L'Shema, presumably. That's so hopefully we'll talk about a lot later on in the second parak. And the Oyde Shleimer, generally speaking, whatever is called the Asiyas HaTfilin has to be done by someone who's chayv in the mitzvah tefillin. Let's say, Marshall, if a woman makes tefillin, that's no good. You know, only someone who's in the parish of making tefillin can make. How do you know that? Where that didn't come from? So Gemara later on, the fourth parak of Gittim, Ukshayatam Neosir Adecha, Uksachkom Asafasecha Shrecha, Komish Yeshna Batoz Kshira Yeshna Batoz Ksiva. Only somebody who's in the parish of Kshira is in the parish of Ksivas HaTfilin, Ksivas HaBezuzuz. And someone who's not in the parasha, Kshira is not. And Ksivas HaParashas doesn't just mean Ksivas HaParashas, it means other parts of the making of the tefillin as well. So Lamaisa, if you treat blackening Ritzuos as an integral part of the Ritzuos making, that's going to disqualify a guy for two reasons, because of Lishma, as well as because he's Eda B'Teiris. But the Shulchan Aruch is very, very neutral, very powerful on the Taif. Shulchan Aruch seems to be passing, that's not really a problem. Because maybe some Rishonim thought it was a problem, so Taif, Ma Taif, Ma Noim, but it's not really Makif. Comes Ramon and says, Aga, Omi B'Dievet Kosher, Im Hishcha or Habatim. Says Ramon, meet you halfway. If the Goy or the Jew, Shalom Lishma, did the Orabatim, Nishkefelach. You know why? I'll tell you a secret. You know why? You probably don't need it anyway. Tari says you don't need it anyway. We're not 100% sure, but if a Jew did all the Shalom Lishma, or a Goy did it, Nishkefel. We're not going to make you buy a new pair of tefillin for that. Avar Ritzuas, Afilu B'Dievet Posel. But when it comes to Ritzuos, which the halachah seen, the whole tefillin are based on this, are hinging on this being kosher Ritzuos, we're not so sure the Shulchan is right. There are Rishonim who aren't so convinced. There are Rishonim who said it's possible b'di'evit, it's not done in Shabbat, therefore the Ramah is not going to budge b'di'evit. So that's Mechagis Bechab and the Ramah. How serious do we take this Ritzuos l'shma? Hashkar is Ritzuos l'shma. Comes the Magen Avraham, and Mamish out of left field, the Magen Avraham says the following. Nearly in the 8th of America. Im Chazar Yisrael v'Hishchirin L'Shman. Big mistake. The Sofer forgot this din, forgot L'Shma, and he went ahead and he blackened the Ritzuah Shlo L'Shma. He feels terrible. He can't find more Ritzuahs. You know what you should do? Says the Mokham, I'm getting a great idea. Do another coating. Do a second coating of paint. Re-blacken them. No big deal, says the Magen Avraham. It's okay. How did he know that? Because the Magen Avraham read the Gemara and Gittin Dafchav. The Amrinim begin Dafchav. Shem Kosev Hashem v'lo Kitshay. Marvel of Kumbus v'katshay. The Gemara says that if you forgot to write the Shem Hashem L'Shema, no big deal. Just right over it again. Now the Magen Avraham knew Gan's good that not everybody agreed to that. Who disagreed with that? Who said you can't do that? What? Which Tana said you can't do? Which Tanaim said you can't do that? Which Tana said you can't do that? Which Tana guys? Tana of the Rabban, the Chum. So first the Magen Avraham says, oh yeah, no problem, everything's hunky-dory, just quotes Rabbi Yehuda, Mavel, Kuzum, Kacho. So the Magen Avraham realized that you can open up the Gemara and challenge him. Vafila Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon say it's no good, like Pligi Elam Shub Debechse Kibin Umar, because it doesn't look right. Halavach Shari. Who did the Magen Avraham just bring back to life? He took the words right out of Rachab Yaakov. Imken Khan, when it comes to Ritzuos, what's the big deal? But the Ritzuos don't look well, they look even darker. Why say for Torah when the Shem Hashem is dark and everything else looks a lighter shade of black, it doesn't look right. It's a lack of Hidu Mitzvah. And a Shem in the Mitzvah. But by Ritzuos, it looks like the Sefer did a really good job. He made a really super duper jet black. Not just dark blue, you know, like we spoke about, but really black. So says the Magen Avraham, what's the problem? Here everything is hunky-dory. King Khan, Shor, Lekuli Alma. Everyone would accept this as kosher. And by the way, says the Magen Avraham, in case you challenge me, look at Evan Ezra, Tzibuk Kuflav, and Uchus Git, and you'll see that I'm right. If you bothered opening up Evan Ezra, Tzibuk Kuflav, and Aleph, you'd see the Magen Avraham, Lekuli, was not right. If Magen Avraham just hung his whole Shita on one small, teeny-weeny piece of information, that who must be right? Rachab Yaakov. Really? I don't know. Last we checked the sugya, the Rambam said Rav Yaakov was legamre rejected. And even Rabbi Chanan, the Rashba, who said he was legamre rejected, at least held he was misofik rejected. Nobody's matir based Rav Yaakov. So what's the Magen Avraham read the Gemara. He's quoting the Gemara. He's looking at the Gemara, reading the Gemara, looking. He tells you the Siman Shulchan Aruch. He's helping you along. And then he tells you, oh, by the way, everything's okay here. No, it's not. The Magen Avraham is always very, very cryptic. They say the Magen Avraham was very, very poor. He didn't have enough paper. I guess he couldn't write stuff. He didn't have enough paper to write on. So he just wrote very, very rivy kits and imrits. Ayin shams. So what's the Magen Avraham? He was just machshed the tefillin based on the sheet of that, according to the Rambam, is absolutely nitchum in halacha, and according to Rabbi Chanan, the Rashba was misafik nitchum in halacha. And he quotes the same sugya.
And here, wouldn't even be an issue
if you were there at all. Right, no, good. But according to the Rav Chisda's version, that was the meaningless. That was Yushalmi's just, which, according to you, I'm talking about Zekel and Aveir, but my real reason is because it's not Ksav.
This is not a
Ksiva. Oh, but Jack's already down in other area. That Lubushay Shrad, you're a whole different ballgame. You want to know why the Magen Avraham even thought these two sugyas are connected. So that's going to be tomorrow's shit, hopefully. But in the world of the Magen Avraham connecting to sugyas, the connection is going to point us in the opposite direction the Magen Avraham concluded. So Rabbi said, we still got a little bit more work to do on this Magen Avraham, a little bit more on some of the later Chavarim's version of what the Magen Avraham did or didn't mean. And then we got to go back to the sugya a little bit and just put a couple of final pieces of dios and sikras and try to put this whole piece of the puzzle together. Hopefully that's Shem. We should finish the sugya tomorrow. Maybe we'll start the next sugya tomorrow. Maybe. It's close. Makar's are they ready for the next sugya? Guys should get started. The next security. Okay. Stop there.